Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Living on the default line.
June 5th is the new X date.
The Texas Attorney General and...
this deceitful impeachment attempt.
For holiday weekend travelers, it's hurry up and wait.
Very, very long line.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Peter King in Orlando. What's keeping negotiators from resolving the budget crisis and keeping the country out of default? This is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really coming down to one thing. This has been about spending.
President Biden has just said it looks good, though, and House and White House teams have just gotten some wiggle room with the Treasury Secretary announcing a new and later default deadline. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Janet Yellen says the Treasury will have enough cash on hand to make key payments on June 2nd to veterans and Social Security and Medicare recipients. But come June 5th, she says, the federal government's coffers will run dry. The new X date, 4 days after June 1st, gives negotiators a bit more breathing room as they aim to reach a debt ceiling deal. Talks between the White House and Speaker McCarthy's team are expected to continue through the holiday weekend.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been plagued by years of legal and ethics scandals. It's gotten so bad that even his fellow Republicans are expected to vote to impeach him tomorrow. Paxton is digging in, though. He says he won't resign, and he's blaming an out-of-stater, the president, for his troubles.
The House is poised to do exactly what Joe Biden has been hoping to accomplish since his first day in office. Sabotage our work, my work, as Attorney General of Texas.
The FBI has investigated Paxton for using his office to help a political donor. He's also awaiting trial for securities fraud. The Memorial Day weekend means holiday travelers by the millions. Nancy Carter flew into Atlanta from Indianapolis.
It's been busy. The airport this morning in Indianapolis was the busiest I've ever seen it, and I've been traveling out of there for 40-some years.
I'm Jim Crisul in Wallace, South Carolina. This is the first holiday weekend since what many consider the end of the pandemic. People are more than ready to be out and about.
Yeah, I think we're getting back to normal.
I think people are just trying to hold each other close and enjoy that there's another opportunity to be with each other. And hopefully everybody's making it travel-wise.
AAA says a record number of Americans, 42 million, will hit the road this weekend.
A South Carolina judge has put the state's six-week abortion ban on hold until the state's high court can review it. The old law allowing the procedures up to 20 weeks into a pregnancy will stand, at least for now. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 329 points. The Nasdaq gained 278. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Several big cities report the number of murders is down for the pandemic years, but they say it's still not low enough.
Mayors and police chiefs are trying to stop the growing violence by getting police officers into the community, and in some cases using trained peacekeepers to enforce curfews and try to stop fights. They're worried that crime will spike in summer beyond its normal surge. Interim Chicago Police Superintendent Fred Waller.
Increasing police presence on public transit, in retail corridors, parks, and other high-traffic areas.
Officials in Cleveland, Newark, and Philadelphia say they'll be putting more officers in high-crime areas during the summer. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says Morrison Dixon Company will no longer be allowed to sell opioid painkillers after media reports said the company was allowed to do so for 4 years, even after a judge recommended punishment for ignoring rules aimed at preventing abuse. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Mexico is a sometimes cheaper option for cosmetic surgery, but CBS's Alexander Tin reports that some patients who went there could be facing unanticipated trouble.
According to a CDC official, the United States and Mexico have asked the WHO to consider a public health emergency of international concern after hundreds were potentially exposed to fungal infections through two clinics in Mexico that did mostly cosmetic surgeries. Early testing suggests that the current outbreak might be caused by the same kind of fungus, Fusarium salani, that caused another deadly outbreak from late last year elsewhere in Mexico.
Vatican officials say Pope Francis was tired and running a fever after a particularly busy day on Thursday, and that's why he skipped several meetings today. The Pope is 86. He was hospitalized for 3 days back in March for high fever, and he's expected to preside over Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica and meet with Italy's president on Monday.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A new CBS News audio podcast and broadcast focuses on the mysterious death of a legendary journalist.
Listen now.
Our program tells the story of CBS's George Polk, killed 75 years ago as he tried to get Americans both sides of the story when a civil war was ravaging Greece.
The question is not whether he might have had cause to fear violence from the Greek government or the communists. The question is, who killed him?
The Polk case has modern echoes. The Committee to Protect Journalists notes the number of media workers killed last year was up 50% from the year before. CPJ President Jody Ginsburg says globally, journalists are increasingly being depicted by the powerful in a negative light.
It's to throw sand in our eyes so that the people who are engaged with exposing wrongdoing are themselves considered unreliable.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition. The broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins, and I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.